State officials say they're taking steps to contain outbreaks of COVID-19 in state-run hospitals. There are now significant outbreaks among patients and staff at the Lemuel Shattuck Hospital in Jamaica Plain and the Tewksbury State Hospital. These hospitals are among the state-run facilities that care for those who require long-term care for chronic physical and behavioral health issues. WBUR's Deborah Becker has our story.
State officials say 75 patients and 60 staff have tested positive at Tewksbury State Hospital. At Lemuel Shattuck Hospital, 62 patients and 40 staff tested positive. No COVID-19 deaths are reported in those facilities. Patients are worried, according to Deborah Shields with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Massachusetts.
We've gotten some urgent emails really kind of begging us to help them because they are being squished together. There's absolutely no room for social distancing. They're saying there's no treatment, either any kind of mental health treatment or treatment for COVID-19.
Workers are concerned as well. The Massachusetts Nurses Association says these hospitals are already challenged because they care for the state's most vulnerable patients. Roland Golf with the MNA says state-run hospitals are experiencing many of the same issues as other providers, such as scarce personal protective equipment.
The entire healthcare industry has been behind the curve on this. And so the state, because it has less resources, is probably a little further behind the curve than the more affluent systems.
The Service Employees International Union Local 509 represents some state hospital workers, and it says its members are also concerned. While the National Guard started testing patients at Tewksbury and Shattuck last week, SEIU Local 509 President Peter McKinnon says the workers should be tested as well and informed when they're exposed.
We don't need to know the specific person who may be tested positive. We understand that that's private and confidential, but our members deserve to know if they might have been exposed to someone who has tested positive.
The Department of Public Health says it has set up emergency COVID-19 command centers at both hospitals to help with operations during the pandemic. It says it's following state and federal health guidelines to maintain the health and safety of patients and staff. The department also says for almost a month, it's been restricting visitors, screening staff, and quarantining COVID-19 cases. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.